This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friends, welcome to another edition of What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon, along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell.
Hello.
Soon to be nicknamed Q-Ball, as he is shaving his head later today, all for a good cause. That's so nice of you, Todd.
I have like a little Mad Dog Vachon thing going on when I get bald like that. That's...
You're a better man than me.
Remember him?
I'm sure I could, hey. I could do it.
Some people don't get a choice.
That's true. But as long as I do, I'm going to stick with hair for the time
being. Yeah, I don't have a lot of it, and I just want to know why the beard grows five times as fast as the hair on top of the head, and why do we need ear hair anyway?
I'm trying to think of a fundraiser type thing like that I've done. I don't know that I've been challenged by anybody.
Well, yeah, then it's about time.
Exactly right. What would you do to see Garth Brooks?
Oh, man.
The tickets sell like
I
crazy.
Shaved my head.
Would you really? Yeah. Garth Brooks is coming. Here's something kind of neat. Garth Brooks is coming to the Fargo Dome on May 7th at 7 p.m. with Trisha Yearwood. And tickets go on sale a week from Friday. That's March 18th at 10 a.m. sharp. There's an 8-ticket limit. You can only get them by going to the Fargo Dome website or by calling a special number they've set up, which I can give you before the end of the program here. You can find it online, too, at the Fargo Dome website. But I like this. It's kind of neat. All seats sold best available. So it's one price, $75 with all the, you know, the charges and everything. They're actually $63, but they get to $75 by the time you get done with facility fees and taxes and service charges, like always. That's unusual, isn't it? One ticket price for the whole building?
Isn't that awesome? I mean, in a sense, that's what it really ought to be anyway.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I really do, because it's a low price and a reasonable price for concerts. And, you know, it's just first come, first serve on the seats. So, yeah, I think that's pretty cool. Really glad they're doing it that way. And he sells tickets like you can't believe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how quick he sells tickets. One concert here recently, like 35,000 in 30 minutes, you know, and just a ridiculous amount of tickets. So
I'm thinking that Fargo Dome show is going to sell out more like in seconds than minutes, but I guess we'll see.
I also like the idea that Garth Brooks is one of those people who was on the top of the hill, right? He was king of the mountain. And he said, I'm going to go be a dad. And he gets off the treadmill when he could have continued raking it in. So I don't know much about Garth Brooks, but I know that. That's pretty cool, isn't it? Who does that?
Exactly.
Who gets off the stage when the crowd is the largest? Just doesn't happen. So that's a neat thing about him. I like that. It's the best concert you've ever seen, Todd.
Elton John, Bismarck Event Center, back then the Bismarck Civic
Center.
He's really
good. Elton
John. Oh, man.
I cannot answer that question.
You know, and but, with a guy like Elton John, you think coming to Bismarck, North Dakota, he might be, like, phoning it in. I mean, he was playing with the energy he'd be playing at Madison Square Garden or something. I mean, he really did it.
I know. He's on my list for best. I have a hard time answering. I usually answer Keith Urban because it was just a great concert. XL Energy settled with my wife and I, and she had a little birthday present for me, and we're staying at the St. Paul Hotel.
Aww.
And just one of those things when everything was perfect, you know.
Aww.
So it was good. Like my mother-in-law says when you say you had a really good meal. Sure was the meal or was it the company? Same thing. So I'm not sure which. But
all of the above.
Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, Neil Diamond, Elton John, Billy Joel, George Strait, Barry Manilow, Michael Jackson, John Cougar, all on my list. It was John Cougar for a lot of years. Rod Stewart, too. I saw Rod Stewart a bunch. He was really good.
Wow.
Really good. But
not that Loverboy concert?
Who I've seen. It doesn't matter. I just got me down the rabbit trail of wondering, you know, what's the best concert ever? Country artists are really good because they're so giving. You know, they really are. They just give and give and give. Really just lay it all on the line. So, good stuff. Okay, so going to go see Garth Brooks? Going to check it out? Get your ticket strategy down. March 18th, 8-ticket limit. $75, no matter where you sit. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is raring to go. Waiting for your phone calls. Find out what's on your mind at 800-228-0550. Maybe when you call today, just tell us what the best concert you ever have ever seen was. Throw that in as like a bonus round, okay? We can chat about whatever you want, or you can just call about the concert, too.
Stevie Ray Vaughan is great, too. That's another good one. Glad I got to see him.
It was a lot of guitar riffs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not a big guitar riff kind of guy. I can take it for, you know, 3-4 minute kind of solo on a concert, but that's about it. So I'm not sure I would dig that.
All the more room for me at the concert, then. Exactly.
Last night, the big story, a couple of things. One, in our region, here in the great state of North Dakota, and one nationally. Nationally, I'll start with that one in my mind, big story, and I want your take on it. Donald Trump. You know, this presidential race is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. And if you went back and I played you tidbits of my commentary all the way back to the summer when Trump first announced, all the way through, the ebbs and flows are just amazing. They really are. And I was thinking about it last night, that momentum shifts and changes in this race happen all the time. You know, Trump had all the momentum. Iowa, he loses some momentum, right? Ooh, gets a little close. Cruz comes roaring on. Cruz, you know, has the momentum. Then Cruz loses it. Rubio, second place. Oh, my gosh, second place. South Carolina, he's on fire. He's going, da-da-da. What happened to Rubio last night? He's in the dungeon. Fourth place. You know, it's just unbelievable. Not in all of them, but in a few races last night. So here's my quick take on this race. If you want Donald Trump to be president of the United States, you want Marco Rubio, John Kasich, and Ted Cruz all to keep fighting this out for a while. Because I think Trump either wins, well, he'd have to win with the delegates. But I think he'd do it. He's still got a tough time to do that. It's not easy. He has to get 60% of the delegates that are remaining. And with three other people in the race, that's just, you know, he can do it. He's got a better chance than anybody else. But if you want him to be president, and I believe the Republican nominee is going to be president, I really honestly do. I honestly do. You know, each has different strengths and weaknesses, and there's plenty of time to game that, but I think whoever the Republican nominee is going to be a president. You know why I think that? Michigan. Bernie Sanders. He comes back from the mat and takes on Hillary in Michigan with a pretty significant win there. Now, she has got the blessing of the Democratic establishment and superdelegates and everything else, but I think what's going to happen here is Hillary's going to get the nomination. And if there is a God, that was a joke.
I hope so.
You'll know why when I say
it. If. Holy cow. You of all people. You of all people to utter that one.
Yes. I know full well. I know full well there is a God. It's the only reason I even exist. But if there is a political puppet master out there, a better way to say it, we'll leave God out of the politics. You know, FBI will indict her about, you know, the end of October or something, you know, and just totally blow it up altogether. But I really believe Hillary, the reason I believe Hillary is going to be the nominee but not the next president of the United States is because the Bernie Sanders folks are going to get kicked in the teeth by the Hillary folks. And, you know, they have a few times already, but no Bernie Sanders devotee is going to go walk on broken glass for Hillary Clinton. There's no energy there. None, nada. It's only people that absolutely are drunk with power and have to have it. Hillary, you're going to win. We need the lobbyists to continue to have their power. Please, you get in there and let's just take out that energy industry and stop the stuff. And that's why they love her and just think she's an assassin for, you know, the free enterprise system. That's why they want Hillary. But it's not passion. It's not, oh, this woman, I love what she says and does. And, oh, she's so great. It's not there. Okay, so back to the Republican side. Now, if you want anybody but Trump to be the Republican nominee, you want anybody but Trump to be the nominee, then what you want to happen right now is for Rubio and Cruz to stay in, the opposite of what I said before. All right? Rubio and Kasich have got to go if you want Trump to be the nominee. No way, no how. They stay in if you want a muddled up mess for a while and to keep this thing going. So, and ask yourself this. I mean, people talk about, oh, let's have a broker convention. So in other words, they all stay in. Nobody has enough of the delegates to get this thing. Go to convention, and it's a food fight, right? It's a deal. Kasich says, well, I'll throw my support there if I'm VP, or wait a minute here, I'm going to be, you know, kingmaker. And you, all the gamesmanship, all the stuff that the establishment loves, that happens. Ask me how that helps a Republican win in November. Ask me how people come out of there saying yes. In other words, the Trump folks or the Cruz folks. No matter what happens, you're going to have people mad. So that's my take. I thought Donald Trump last night was really, really good. And Fox News did not. Other commentators did not. I saw somebody who is either internally saying, oh, I gotta just do this a little differently, or someone taking some good advice, and it may be that. It may be that he's listening to folks. But you got my take, now I want yours on what's on your mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application, an agreement to serve form, and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The Council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest, OSHA Area Director Eric Brooks, and his thoughts on North Dakota's workplace fatality statistics.
Well, the most recent year that I have stats for, and the stats are from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there was, in the year 2012, there were 64. In 2013, there were 56. And in 2014, it actually dropped down to 38. Now, while that might be encouraging because that number is decreasing, as long as it remains above zero, then it's too many. And there are some that may say zero is unachievable, but I believe that's utter nonsense. Because if I have to accept that zero is unachievable, then I have to accept that the cost of providing for one's family in this great nation is a worker's life. And I'm never going to be on board with that. Every one of us can do better.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Blaming all of my roots, I showed up in boots and ruined your blind tie affair. The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his glass of champagne. And I toasted you, said, honey, we made me through, but you'll never hear me complain.
Fargo Dome. First time in 17 years. Saturday, May 7th, 7 p.m. at the Fargo Dome. What's the best concert you've ever seen? Best one ever. By the way, Jody sends a note wrapped up in you. Her bumper request today, Todd. We have Garth Brooks' bumper day today on the program in honor of him coming back to North Dakota. David says, I have no interest in going. He doesn't have the good sense to leave political views at home. He doesn't want to hear my views. I don't want to hear his. Jamie said the same thing. Said, Garth Brooks is a huge Obama supporter, so I wouldn't go to his concert if you paid me. Hank Jr. was the best concert I ever saw. I don't pay attention to what they say politically because I'm thinking, you know, if you're really good playing a guitar and singing in a microphone, what the heck do you know about who I ought to vote for? Or, you know, who's good, bad, or indifferent as a public servant? As Laura Ingraham famously wrote in a book, shut up and sing, right? I mean, just, yeah. You know, stay away. So, but I don't not go because of that. I don't know.
Remember, Mellencamp bringing Edwards up on stage right before his downfall in Des Moines.
See,
and it's like,
that.
Oh, come on, really? You're going to turn into a political op? Knock it off.
I saw John Cougar when he was John Cougar. Actually, it might have been the first John Mellencamp run. It was up in Winnipeg. Great concert. Really good stuff. Good
what year?
Stuff. Wow. That would
what be year was that?
I don't know. I would say late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, he was well into the Mellencamp by then.
This was, I don't remember. I don't remember, honestly. A Cherry Bomb was big at the time, you know, in that album. So.
Okay, so 86, 87, around that time frame then.
There you go.
Yeah, good stuff.
Anyway. And we're back. Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Lots of folks telling us their best concerts, which is fun. I can't name one. I have a hard time doing it. How about this one from a listener that saw it at the Devil's Lake Casino? Mitch Ryder, Paul Revere and the Raiders, and about five other acts all together. Wow. And then Tommy James and the Shondells in Monoman, the Beach Boys in Hankinson. Concerts.
Got to introduce the Beach Boys down at Prairie Nights, south of Bismarck. That was good.
I introduced them one time, too, at the Hislop Sports Center in Grand Forks. That would have been about 87, the Beach Boys.
So Mike right Love before was, Kokomo, then.
Mike Love was a handful. Yeah. He was kind of a...
He was a handful? Why?
Yeah, but, kind of a diva.
Oh.
As I remember.
Oh.
But I drove
maybe
around.
Maybe he's gotten over that. He was fine.
They wanted to go to movie theaters and do a bunch of stuff. You know, the... is it Brian Wilson? Brian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I forget the brother that died. It was the brother that died.
Oh, Carl.
Yeah, Carl Wilson. Okay. So, anyway, it took him around. Very nice. Very nice. Hmm. Who was the shorter guy? Can't remember his name. Michael, a big, tall drink of water. But the other guy was short. Don't remember his name.
Thinking of Mike Love?
Todd's Googling it right now. No, it wasn't Mike Love. It doesn't matter. We'll get on.
I was
going
to say, good grief. Welcome to Beach Boy Talk, everybody. What was Kokomo about?
Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline's waiting for your calls at 800-228-0550. Did you watch Donald Trump last night at the press conference? So this was right after, you know, Michigan is announced, Mississippi, whatever it was, 8, 9 o'clock last night. And he comes on the stage. You watched it? I'm curious. What grade would you give him? I'm just telling you, I heard a different Donald. Incredible shift in tone and graciousness. One of the things I've heard about Donald Trump from people in the know is that he surrounds himself with really good people. Okay? And I'm thinking that some really good people around him in this political race said, okay, it's time. Turn the page. Because even, you know, he gets up and says it was a brutal week and Romney and all these ads against me and everything else. But then he goes on to say, you know, Romney, I met him. He's a nice guy. Paul Ryan, I talked to him. I appreciate the call. Learned a lot from him. You know, I enjoyed that. It's just a totally different tone. Now, he's a loser. He's doing a terrible deal. So we're losing every deal. Completely different. Now, I don't know whether that would be a problem for some of his core supporters or not, but it sounded presidential to me. He was calling for party unity, saying nice things about Romney, Ryan, Cruz, Rubio. I mean, I enjoyed it. And the Fox folks were ripping it the whole time, saying it was incoherent, full of random thoughts, too long, you know, the whole deal. But I thought it was pretty good. I thought we might be turning a corner. Kevin says, I enjoyed the home shopping segment. That was a little odd. But what he did there is, you know, Mitt Romney had said, where's Trump steaks? Where's Trump water? Where's Trump magazine? You remember when he was ripping them? Well, Trump put all that stuff out there and said, there they are. See, we have all those. I don't know why he thought they'd gone away, but they're right here. Adam said, it was better than I've seen, but I still feel like I have whiplash. I do a little bit, too, just because you're, you know, the momentum in this race is going back and forth and everything else. What do you want to have happen right now? What do you want to see? Do you have an opinion left on this? I'd like your take at 800-228-0550. Before I get to the local story that I want to talk about, and that's what happened in Williston last night, we have some audio here, I believe, of
yes.
Trump last night, and also from an interview this morning that he did on the Fox News channel. Todd, go ahead and roll the excerpt from last night's address.
This was an amazing evening, and I don't think I've ever had so many horrible, horrible things said about me in 1 week. $38 million worth of horrible lies, but that's okay. It shows you how brilliant the public is, because they knew they were lies.
$38
million? A lot of money. But do you detect a different tone there?
Yes.
Okay. Here he was on Fox News Channel. Do you have the second cut, Trump, too?
Yeah.
Or do I? Okay, roll the other cut, too. This is
a wise guy. And, you know, he had a big failure, and he probably has to admit that. But he should be trying to unify the party, not tear the party apart. And he had, you know, he failed really badly 4 years ago. That was a race that should have been won. And he did not perform well. And he should be out there trying to unify the party, not try and tear it apart. And frankly, we had a great victory last night. And, you know, Brian, one of the biggest stories in all of the political world is the millions of additional people that are coming and voting in the Republican primaries. And you see that, and caucuses, but essentially the primaries. And the millions and millions of people coming out and voting, I think it's up 60% from the previous cycle. It never happened before.
You're counting on them for the general election.
We're
going to
count on them, absolutely.
And that was for Fox and Friends. He was asked and played a clip of Mitt Romney on with one of the late-night talk shows, you know, the yuck-yuck comedians. And Romney was reading tweets of Trump's and, you know, kind of making fun of him. So they were trying to goad Trump into, you know, ripping Romney. And he was not exactly, you know, not exactly kind, but he was, you know, he was factual. Hey, he lost last time, and he shouldn't do that. And what's he doing? Immediately goes to, we all ought to be unifying the party right now. We ought to be getting people on one page, getting ready for the November election. That's pretty good. That is pretty good. Steve on the road. You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Quickly, go ahead, Steve.
I just want you to know that my favorite concert was Chris Ledoux behind the chutes at the Belfouche Rodeo. He sat there behind the chutes and played his guitar. The Cowboys that were at the rodeo.
Chris Ledoux. All right.
Today's the anniversary of his death, by the way.
Thank you, Steve.
Yes, it is.
Appreciate that.
Take care. Bye.
How about that? More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with a Ladybug steam vapor system. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
How do I love you? Well, let me see. I love you like a lyric loves a melody. Maybe.
Garth Brooks. Please. Bumper Wednesday. In honor of the news this morning that he's coming back to North Dakota after 17 years.
How do I need you?
About that. Another emailer says, why must you hype a philandering cheater like Garth Brooks? Is he a philandering cheater?
Well, he's married to Sandy and the Trisha thing. And he who is without sin may cast the first stone.
I mean, look.
He still does a good concert. I mean, what, you know.
So he's for Obama and he's a philandering cheater now. They're just piling on this guy.
Okay, as long as he doesn't bring Obama on stage to the Fargo Dome, whatever he does afterward, fine, but...
I don't usually grab, the newspaper and or search Google to find out what a singer thinks about a politician, or whether their opinions are the same or not, nor do I, grab the National Enquirer to find out if there's anything there, I'm going for their musical talent, but I don't, I hear you, some people... Generally, you got pretty wholesome folks there on the stage when they're country artists, but I'm sorry to hear about that. I added another possibility to my favorite concert list, Diana Ross. You ever seen Diana Ross in concert? That was one of the best I've ever seen. Unbelievable. Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was it right about this time that you saw Diana Ross?
1980, I think it was later than that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But a great, great song. I mean, greatness has to be determined on whether your songs ultimately are done as covers by rap artists, aren't they? I mean, isn't that kind of how it works, Don? So if like Notorious...
So you're
like,
partial what? To that one and not this version, right?
This is his version here?
Notorious B.I.G., yeah.
I see. Yeah.
More money, more problems.
There you go.
I like the
Buff Daddy and Mace also singing on it.
Diana Ross version more than the other, but
it's before Mace made his turn over to Christianity.
Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to save us from all this silliness in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up next hour, folks. So stay tuned for that.
What's wrong with silliness? Every
not
now, far
enough. I know. I need
lighten up, Francis.
I need a little silliness. I've got whiplash from this presidential race trying to figure it out, and I don't know if our listeners are a little weary. Talking about it or just afraid to call today and being asked what their favorite concert is. You don't have to answer that question if you don't want to. You can ask me about MyPillow, though. That's right. MyPillow. It's not our pillow yet. Bernie Sanders hasn't won anything. Still MyPillow.
I was just thinking that. How long before it becomes our pillow?
One of our listeners said, you know what? Thank you for promoting a great American product. Well, thank you for noticing because MyPillow is American-made. Actually, in Minnesota, it's Minnesota-made, matter of fact. That's right. Mike is a Minnesota native. Actually, I think he grew up in Iowa but came to Minnesota very young. And right now, he's given us an opportunity to tell you that you have the 4-for-1 deal, the classic 4-pack combo for $99.98. You get four pillows that are the best pillows on the planet for less than $100. That is a really good deal. Two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. All right? 800-506-9028 is a toll-free telephone number, 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Get a load of this, a little bit of breaking news. Carly Fiorina is coming out today in support of Donald Trump. Just taken to the stage in Miami.
We know Ted Cruz is a leader and a reformer. He's willing to take on the status quo in Washington, D.C., whether it's replacing the IRS or finally fixing the Veterans Administration so our veterans get the care that they deserve.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is significant. Carly Fiorina is a John McCain devotee, okay? She is more closely connected with the establishment. Her campaign was obviously taking on the establishment, and you have to do that as a candidate, but she would be more in that camp, right? More in the Rubio camp than she would be in the Cruz camp. And so this is, again, it's more palace intrigue is what it is, because I believe what's happening is the folks that really, really, really do not want Donald Trump to be president have to rally around Ted Cruz. If you don't want Donald Trump to be the Republican nominee and the president of the United States, then you need to support Ted Cruz. And that's what's going on here. This will be interesting to see if more and more of these folks do that. Mike Huckabee, has Mike Huckabee come out for anybody yet? I don't believe he has. Rick Santorum was for Rubio, but I'm trying to remember, not a lot of these other candidates have. Ben Carson hasn't. If you start seeing a flurry of this activity here, this could be very interesting. This is still Trump's race to lose in my mind. But Ted Cruz has a shot if quickly, and I mean quickly, and maybe even before Tuesday, Super Tuesday, the others rally around him. Is that what you want to happen? I'm more interested in what you want to happen, not the possibilities. I really am. So that's why we have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. And if you want to tell us your favorite concerts, that's okay too, because we've told you ours. And we sort of started this, so don't feel scared away by that. The local issue I want to talk about, disturbing. I have a copy of the, Jamestown Sun. I've got Amy Dalrymple's story here, which would be for the Forum News Service. And it's about a meeting of the city commission last night in Williston, of which about 200 people attended. And there was an effort underway to, well, first of all, back up. What was being debated, as you may have heard over the last 6 months, a year or so, the folks in Williston, especially the mayor, Howard Klug, have signaled, we don't want crew camps. We want them done, gone. We're setting a date. You're out of here. And they basically did that. And there was an uproar and a hue and cry to say, you can't do that to the industry. You can't do that to, you know, people that have spent millions and millions of dollars in and around your community and just pull the rug from underneath them in that fashion. And so there was an effort to come up with a compromise. And a number of the energy industry folks said, how about this? How about we phase these out over 3 years and we gradually draw down the number of beds, but we have an idea of where we're going to go. And it looked like that was being considered. In fact, even the mayor said, we got a compromise here, talked about a compromise. Well, then the mayor is now saying, well, I really didn't say I was for a compromise. That isn't necessarily what I said. So what happened was they had a bunch of public comment and they really didn't debate it and just knew in advance what they were going to vote. And they voted down the compromise. Here's the disturbing thing in this to me. They're hammering the crew camps and the industry to favor hotels and apartments. Okay. And they're saying it out loud. Okay? You can always assign motives to say, is that what they're meaning to do, or is that the, you know. But no, they're saying it out loud. Tom Rolstead, who was representing, and Tom's a good guy, retired economic development director, speaking for some private investors at the meeting last night, said, why are we going to kill the permanent investors so the man camps can continue to go? We can let the temporary stuff go to some other town or some other county. You know, hey, these are the permanent guys. These are the locals. These are my guys. Let's screw them. Well, screw them. The permanent investors who are necessary and needed don't have anything if they don't have the industry. So what was really sad to me about watching this unfold was to say, okay, it's an us versus them deal. You're picking winners and losers. And when government picks winners and losers, it's always a bad idea. It's always a bad idea. Sometimes there's an argument for it to say, yeah, well, it's a bridge because we need to, you know, whatever. But by and large, and especially in this case after millions have been invested, Kent Rohrs of Rohrs Investments says, quote, the buildings are emptying out and the rates have plummeted. We are all on the verge of bankruptcy. He's pleading with the Williston City Commission, take it to the other guys in hopes it helps them. And that's not the way to do it. The way to do it is to say, look, we're all in a tough spot. We got more capacity than we need at a time when oil prices are low. How do we work together long term to make this go? That's the way to do it. Williston, you should be embarrassed. Mayor Klug, you should be embarrassed. The commission members that, the three of them that ought to be embarrassed. Really, and by the way, Brad Beckedahl and Danette Pisek, not sure how you say that, argue for some compromise here and did their best. Danette said, our oil and gas industry is the main employer of the region. It's an industry that is hurting. Is this the right time for us to impose more hardships on them? Exactly. Exactly. Bad deal. Bad deal. And look, these are difficult times, challenging times. There's tough decisions to be made. It's easy from the cheap seats behind a microphone. Okay, I get that. But that's how it looks to me. If you agree or disagree, love to hear from you. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flipper Hotline. Kevin out in eastern Montana has something he wants to tell me. Kevin, what's on your mind?
It's Tim.
Oh, hey, Tim. I don't know where we got Kevin, but go ahead, Tim.
That's okay. Hey, I'm going to say right up front that I'm not a Trump supporter. I prefer Cruz at this point. And what's getting me with this whole thing is that it seems like everybody is voting out of anger and frustration. And I get that because I'm as angry and frustrated as anybody is. And I want somebody to, who's going to get in there and do something about it. But we got to start having people who are looking at Trump and demanding that he put out some policy issues or some policy statements and some plan of what he's going to do. I have no idea where he's going. He wants to make America great again, and that's all well and good. But Obama said he was going to bring hope and change, and look what we got with that. You know, a positive-sounding slogan doesn't mean that they're going to take you in the direction that you think they're going to go.
I share the same worry you have, Tim, and I've expressed it on this program many times, even mocking Donald Trump and repeating what he was saying when somebody would say, what are you going to do about the economy? The economy under me is going to be fabulous. It's going to be great, terrific. I'm a businessman. You know what I've done? How many millions I have? So, you know, it's more about who he is rather than here's what I would do. I would lower taxes. I would cut regulation. I would and go through it. But what's amazing to me, Tim, a whole heck of a lot of people don't care that there are not more specifics under his plan and are voting for that guy. What does that tell you?
They don't care. They're out there, you know, voting to try to get somebody who's going to make them feel better and such. And I want that too. I want this country to be great. I want to feel better about the things that are going on in this country. But I want to make sure it's in the right direction. It's the direction that we should be going.
Tim, appreciate the call. Thanks a ton. Keep fighting. A little more commentary on that on the other side of the break. And then Mike, it's Steele next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Back to the phone we go. Art, Sunbelt Business Brokers, is on the phone. Hello, Art. How's it going today?
Good, Scott. How are you?
Fantastic. Looking forward to telling our listeners about how Sunbelt Business Brokers has been around for some time and really made a name for itself in business sales. Tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Yeah, Sunbelt's been around since 1978. It has over 240 franchises, 1,400 sales brokers on six continents, and we usually sell about 2,000 businesses annually. So Sunbelt of North Dakota is one of those franchises. So we have a worldwide reach, but it's locally owned and controlled.
Now, we have a website we're going to give out in a moment. Tell us about how powerful that is for your listings.
Our website gets three times the view of our next three competitors combined.
That's a great way to reach buyers, folks, and that is nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Start now. Call Art and the team at Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota, 701-347-2727, or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Papa drove a truck nearly all his life. You know it drove mama crazy being a trucker's wife.
Stacy emails Sting at the Outdoor Concord Pavilion, Concord, California, 1991. Sting would be great. I'd love to see Sting. The Eagles at the Fargo Dome in 95. The Eagles are good. Yeah, I like that concert. I have another one for you, too. Are you ready for this one? Genesis at the Dodger Stadium.
Wow, there you go.
Forgot about that one, yeah. And Phil Collins. I saw Phil Collins at Red Rocks in right outside Denver there. Unbelievable. Another very good one. We're reminiscing a little bit on the concert scene today because Garth Brooks is coming back to the Fargo Dome. First time in 17 years and doing that and talking to politics and everything else on your mind here at 800-228-0550. Back to the previous caller's comment about, you know, I don't see enough specificity from, Donald Trump to be able to support him. And my point is, look at all the people that are voting for him. And by the way, you ask them, and I've asked, well, don't you want more specificity? Don't you want more exactly what they're going to do? And you know what they usually say? If he does that, they'll just poke holes in it. See, I think what people want is a leader. They want someone they can look in the eye and trust and know that they're as mad as you are about the direction of this country. And that is what's driving the votes of Donald Trump. And you just got to trust that he's going to go in the right direction. As a business owner, I have a little bit of confidence that he's going to do that, right? I mean, that he would bring something very new. Look, if we agree things are a mess right now, if we just say this is not sustainable, this is really bad news, let me ask you this. Do you want somebody who's been in the political system to give it another run? In other words, if Mitt Romney had beat Barack Obama last go around, things would be a little bit better, but would they be a lot better? I don't know. I think they'd be considerably better, but I mean, we're talking about $19 trillion in debt. Think about that for a minute. So that's why I think people want a disruptor. They want a revolutionary. It's a little bit scary because you don't know what you're going to get, but they don't care. They really do. What's interesting is as soon as that caller said that, I was watching more of the Ted Cruz event in which he's got Carly Fiorina endorsing him down in Miami, and he's saying, Obamacare, it's gone, and here's what we're going to replace it with. Flat tax. Everybody ought to be able to fill out their taxes on a postcard. Boom, boom, boom. Goes one right thing to the next. Again, back to my point earlier in the program, earlier in the hour, if this becomes a two-person race, it's the only opportunity for someone other than Donald Trump to be president. Stays a four-person race, I don't see another outcome. I really don't. Mike on the road near Steele, North Dakota. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I think what is kind of hilarious to watch with this Trump situation is that everybody's talking about Trump, and they're focusing on him when in actuality it has nothing to do with him. He is not the establishment. He is not Cruz. He is not Rubio and not Kasich. So while everybody's trying to pick him apart personally about his bombastic and politically incorrect ways, and they keep focusing on him, what they're missing is he isn't you. He's not the guys that we don't want. And this stems back to, you know, I'm a die-in-the-wool conservative. I was frustrated with Bush when he extended the government, when he added Medicare Part D, when he added the TSA, which is horrible. And we saw that bloated government take over under a fairly conservative president. Then you have Obama, he's never even submitted a budget, and people want specifics. Drives me crazy. He won on hope and change. With no specifics, no budget, no, even his Obamacare bill was an absolute shambles, and he lied to our face left and right. So I always think it's hilarious that they're trying to hold Trump's feet to the fire on specifics when we've never had it. It's never happened. And then you get a guy like Paul Ryan show up, and the first thing he does is extend the debt ceiling, falls in rank. You know, he didn't even deliver Wisconsin for Mitt Romney. And I almost can't even say the name Mitt Romney right now. So if the establishment, if all the powers that be tried to railroad Trump out of here, this is going to be the death of the conservative party as you see it. Because
yeah, I agree. They can't do that. And I think that's what four people staying in does, right? It becomes a food fight to the end and maybe a brokered convention. If it's Cruz versus, Trump, You narrow the race to Trump and, sort of the guy that's mad with not a lot of specifics, and Cruz, the rock-solid conservative. You know, I mean, his conservative credentials are rock-solid. So,
but Cruz has got a problem, and Cruz's problem is he thumbed his nose at the Republican Senate and Congress. He thumbed his nose at the Democratic side. He is not liked by anybody, and it's true. He hasn't had one endorsement from a U.S. senator.
Yeah,
not even a Republican.
He's got
big problems. He'll be as big an obstructionist. They'll block him as much as they will Trump.
I think that will change. And I'll tell you what, we'll know before he is on the ballot, in my view, if that ultimately happens, because he's going to, Carly Fiorina coming out right now. Mitt Romney saying vote for Ted Cruz. I mean, he said vote for Romney, or Rubio rather, and Kasich too. But, I mean, that's a sea change. I think you'll see more of the establishment types rallying around Cruz because of Trump. Dale in Fargo, what's your take?
Hey, I'm a get any Republican backer, but Trump or Cruz, either one. Rubio, I supported him for a while, but Trump can give insults and get away with it. Rubio just can't.
All right, and you want to tell us about a favorite concert?
Well, I actually got two of them. Part of a good organization. They were both USO shows when I was in Turkey. One was Lee Greenwood, and the second one was Randy Travis. I give Randy Travis the edge because he had Williams and Lee was his opening act.
Oh, you can laugh a little. Plus, they're doing good stuff with the USO. Thanks, Dale. Good story.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Pryor with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.